Steam locomotives were some of the most powerful machines ever built. They pulled trains that fueled our imagination. They represented vision, collaboration, ingenuity, customer service, and extraordinary human achievement. But in order to get to their destination, it took someone guiding them through a series of switches in order to get to the main line. Just like leaders today, it takes someone directing them down the right path in order to get to their destination. Welcome to Mainline Executive Coaching ACT, which stands for and Cultural Transformation, hosted by Master Certified Intelligent Leadership Executive Coaches Michael Bailey and Rich Barron. With over 50 years of successful cultural transformation and quantum leadership development between them. Once again, thanks for joining us and enjoy today's show.
Thank you for being here. We're with you. We hope you're with us now. Get on board. We got the train going on. This is Mainline Executive Coaching, ACT, and Cultural Transformation and Action. And it's also about leaders. What is your thing that you do? How do you act to get yourself into the leader? What is it that you do? Rich and I have been talking about this. We've got some great ideas we want to share with you today. We're glad you're here. We're glad that you're going to be a part of this. We think that we're going to help you make a difference. We want to make a difference for you. And if you can make that difference in your life, you'll then make that difference in everybody else's life as a leader, as an example of one who leads and understands how to lead others. So let's start here. What is your warm-up to be in that leader seat, part one or part A here? We'll talk the next one. Next time we do, we'll do part B, part two, however you want to say that. But let's take a look. You are a musician. You have been around musicians for decades. Do musicians just go out on stage, grab the guitar, keyboard, drumsticks, or whatever it is? Or do they go through a warm-up? Do they actually warm up?
Oh, absolutely. You warm up, you get your fingers limber, you get your head in the right space. That's important. You can't just come from off the street or drive up to the gig and you pop out of your car and you run in there and strap on your guitar and start playing. It doesn't work that way. It really doesn't. It doesn't work that way for vocal people. It doesn't work that way for singers. It doesn't work that way for drummers. It doesn't work that way for any type of musician. You know, have you ever been to an orchestra, a concert?
And
you hear all sorts of stuff going on before and just, you know, hear everybody up there warming up and tuning up and playing different things. And it just sounds like just chaos in some ways. I love that. I love that chaos because it makes complete sense with what they're doing. They're getting their head in the right space personally and making sure that, you know, they're in tune, that their fingers are limber, that they're, you know, everything's ready to go. That's critical.
I love it when you see somebody's just got some incredible chords, you know, just vocal chords, and they're out there and they're singing their guts out. And you look at their neck. Their neck is, I don't know what's going on with it, but those blood vessels are popping. The muscles in the neck are just going, and you're thinking, well, they're just singing. But there's a whole power that is coming out of those vocal cords, out of that, the whole pressure from the diaphragm. There's a whole lot of mechanisms operating. I do not believe that somebody, as you're saying, just come off the street, walk out on there, and then bada boom. Those vocal cords are already there without warming them up.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and here's the interesting thing about what you just said. How many times do you see these people warming up and they got their own habit? They warm up to the same thing over and over and over. And, you know, it might be the same chord progression on a guitar. Might be the same chord, you know, whatever they play on the piano. Just that's their warm up. You know, how many times have throughout the course of history? And I'm gonna give an example. Don Felder, Okay. Donfelder, member of the Eagles. Hotel California. Okay. That chord progression was his warm up forever. He would just play through that chord progression. And pretty soon someone said, "Hey, play that again. That sounds very interesting." How many times have you heard that simple habit turn into something that's way more than that habit? Something that pretty soon everybody knows. And even though the people around have heard that forever, all of a sudden that spark of genius happens.
That's right. That is, and you're exactly right. That is how the brain works. It does something again and again and again, whether it's shooting a ball through a hoop,
yeah,
or running or whatever it may be, or going through the chords or whatever it is. It's something, you know, like with actors, it's, you know, they used to call it, you know, studying your line. Now they just say, you know, learn your lines. But the real actors, they study their lines because they want to look for the nuance, the word, the right kind of rhythm for it. When it comes, they play with that a lot. And it's that whole thing of you really do create it, and it happens in the brain, this breakthrough. It's a brain chemistry thing that happens, like, oh, now I'm there. I remember seeing people, I was watching, who was it? It was David Bowie. He was doing a concert and he was singing a particular, you know, "You Could Be a Hero." I think that's the name of the song. "You Could Be a Hero," or "We Could Be Heroes," you know? And he was just talking to the crowd and he just kind of convincing with them and this and that, you know, da, 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 da. And then the music, so they're going to sing a song here, just very casual. It's kind of casual dress. And then the music started going and you could put, I watched him change. Put his head down. He started, you know, going with the music. And all of a sudden, when he started singing, he was in a completely different state of mind. It was totally changed. And man, he just went into that song and he was ripping on that song and going and on. It was an incredible performance. In fact, I think it surprised him because it was all over. Music was done. He was just kind of saying to himself, "Yeah, that felt really good."
Yeah, it does. It does. And you know, the same thing goes for business. Same thing goes for leaders. You know, can you imagine any of these musicians or baseball players or pitchers or whoever?
Yes.
Just going out on the field and playing. Man, they step up to that you know, the pitcher's mound and they just, they just start pitching. No warm-ups, no anything. What's going to happen? And it's going to destroy them physically, their arms, their, you know. And so the interesting thing, and I've seen this before, it's an observation of mine, and I think we've talked about this. How much burnout is there in leaders today? How much stress overload is there in leaders today? And if you talk to them, you talk to these people, they really don't have the habit that we want to instill in people.
Yeah.
What do you do to get ready? What do you do to warm up? And so many of them, I've seen this, so many of them, they go to work and they do their time and they come home and they do whatever at home and they're on autopilot and they go to bed. As soon as the alarm goes off in the morning, man, they hit that, they're up and out the door again. There's nothing in between. You no wonder they're burnt out.
You know, think of this. Think of linemen on a football team. Yeah. Okay, got two linemen on two teams lined up. They could be 275 pounds, 350 pounds. I mean, these are bulls. These are mooses. You know, they are powerful, powerful.
Yeah.
Imagine one guy, you know, 325, 350, no warm up, no stretching, no muscles, you know, getting the muscles going loose and going, get the muscles pumping, you know, all that kind of stuff. The other one may not be maybe 275, 300, a little bit lighter than him, but he's ready to go.
Yeah.
He is ready to go, which is going to be the guy that's going to be on his butt.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And see, I think a lot of leaders think they're the 350 pound guys, the gorillas, but they don't do the warm up as leaders.
No, they don't.
And the result of that is that they do burn out. They do fail. They're always playing catch up because they've never got up and got themselves in the right state of mind to be the leader, to be that one that is ready to go on the field and play because done the things necessary to play.
Yep.
And that's what we're really talking about today, folks. That's what we're really talking about. Leaders, ask yourself, answer honestly, what's your warm up every day just to get yourself going, to get yourself prepared, to get into that, you know, into it. I'm going to be the leader today. What do you do personally? Next time we'll talk about what do you do professionally? Well, what do you do? Let me give you some examples of what it is that I do. The first thing I do when I get up in the morning and I'm waking up, a little personal thing here for me, I say a prayer. I'm still in bed. I'm saying a prayer right off the bat. God, thank you that I made it through the night. Thank you for a new day. That's what it is that I do. Then there's some things that I do for my eyes. I start going through some morning exercises with my eyes, just keep my eyes healthy. And I listen to music. I listen to inspirational music just to get myself going. Then I get up and I make myself an energy drink. And I'm going to do some things here. I do some other kind of exercises for my back and for my legs. There's a number of things that I take some time to read something inspirational. I read some scriptures. Sometimes I listen to talks, you know, just to get me, you know, connected. So I'm feeling like, okay, I'm coming alive here. I'm doing stuff. I'll check the news. What's going on with the news here? I'll go through my affirmations. I'm doing a whole set here. This is called habit stacking. This is what I'm going through my habit stacks right here and there. And then I get to the point where I can say, okay, let me go through these affirmations. It's a very specific set about the I can affirmations. And then I get to my journal. Before I really get into anything, I'm getting to my journal and say, okay, what's going on with you, Michael? What's in your head? What's in your heart? Let's just get that dumped out. Let's get that cleared out so that now my mind's clear, my body's ready, my spirit's ready. I'm ready to take it on. Yeah. And that will take me to the next level. Okay, now what is my job? But I got to do it first personally before I can go into the role. And that's what, folks, we're inviting you to do. Take a look at that. What must you do as an individual, that person, to get yourself to the place where you can now be in that role? Every major achiever in whatever field that they are in order to bring a strong performance, to achieve, they must move out of just being who they are, but they first got to be who they are so that they can move into being that player at that particular level, whether it's business, sports, entertainment, whatever it is. You've got to be able to do that, because without that, here's what you got to see. That's how you create a reserve.
Yes.
If you don't do that, if you don't put it in the gas tank, and if you're not building that reserve for yourself for the day, there is no reserve. No one's going to put your reserve and the gas in you. You may get the cup of coffee and a cappuccino and, you know, whatever else that you do. But there's a whole other level here about the psyche, about the spirit, about the mental, about the emotional, that only you can put that in there and get it put there so that it's available to you throughout the day. If you don't do it, it's not there. And as Rich said earlier, biggest turnover in business and organizations today is leadership.
Is leadership,
yeah. Burnout. They burn out. They you know, they just... stars, they're gone, and they're, you know, boom, it's over, because they don't know how to do it. The biggest failure, in my opinion, and I think we talked about this before, that leaders have is they don't plan. They don't really plan. Think through how to plan and communicate. Part of that plan and communication begins with you. Yeah. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, you hit on something very important about planning. And these people that are burning out, stress levels, overload, you know, in a lot of ways, you got to blame some of their organizations out there for throwing, you know, these brilliant individual contributors into leadership roles without preparing them, because that's what happens. And that's kind of what we're talking about. This is all preparation for leadership, things you need to learn about leadership. One of the things that not writing down, not journaling, not writing down your plan for the day. When you fail to include the things in there in your time that's important, then everything becomes urgent. Everything else becomes urgent. And pretty soon, those things that we perceive to become urgent suddenly start taking over those things that are truly important. And if we're not practicing those things, and I'll tell you why, what I do, Michael. First thing when I get up, I do some of the things that you do. I you know, thank God for another great day, you know, another good day that I'm here. I'm ready to go. But then I start the day with something I truly love, and that's music. And not, you know, in listening is one thing, but I'm talking about sitting down at the piano, sitting down at the keyboards, picking up my guitar and just playing. And it doesn't even have to be anything, a song, running scales, just playing. And, you know, that opens my mind up to so many different things throughout the day. And I can start to visualize what I need to get done. And that's after that, that's when I write things down. That's when I get a journal, business plan for the day. But we've talked to someone, we've got a group class going on right now, Mike. And we talked about this last week about the things that are important versus the things that become urgent. And if everything's urgent and we run our lives around what we perceive that's urgent, pretty soon there's no room for the important stuff. There's no room for family. There's no room for yourself. There's no room for any of that unless you consciously make an effort to start your day preparing for what is, you know, those things you got to face throughout the day. And if you don't, then there's a piece of you personally that ends up missing, ends up dying in some ways. You know, how many of these people that we have talked to, Michael, that are just absolutely burned out, just at their wit's end, you know, can't take another day.
Not just burned out, but afraid.
Afraid, yeah.
Afraid, beat up. Yeah. Worried, they don't feel like they've got that old confidence. Sometimes it affects not only their confidence, it affects their self-esteem.
Yes.
Not being able to just do it now, let alone take on new challenges. But it also affects their self-worth.
Yeah.
That's where it's most destroying, when it affects their self-worth.
Yeah. Their pride really starts to take that hit, and it just, it goes from there.
Yeah. Don't do that. Stop that.
Yes.
Stop undermining yourself. Stop second guessing yourself. Stop all that doubt crap that goes on. Get yourself into a series of habits every morning to get you connected to you, to get you ready to go out there and be that guy, be that gal, be that leader, sit in that leadership position that you must be able to fulfill. Your company needs it. Your team needs it. You need it. Your family needs it. There's a lot of people that are looking to you, but you can't go in there without building the reserve every single day. Because otherwise, you're just going to be sucking air.
Yep. And you're going to be no good to the people around you. Those people looking up to you to be that, you know, bring that best every day. You know, we count on people around us, our team members, you know, and you got to be so thankful for these people that show up and bring their best day in, day out, and they're ready to go. But you know what? They're not just ready to go because they show up to work. These people, if you ask them, what's your morning like? What's your routine like? How many of them are going to say, yeah, I go to the gym. I love the gym. Or, you know, I love to read. You know, reading really gets me going in the morning. Or, you know, whatever that may be, going for a walk, taking your dogs a walk. It doesn't matter what it is, as long as you're doing something, like you said, personally for yourself to warm up, to become a professional.
Yep. That's exactly right. Know yourself. Do that. Do that stuff. And then you're ready to step into the role. I remember once, real quick here, Steve Martin, he was in a show called L.A. What was it called? L.A. something. It was a long time ago. But it was a very interesting show. And the gal that he was doing it was an actress from England. I think I maybe told the story before.
I don't think so.
He's a funny guy. He's just naturally funny. He's naturally entertaining. Anyway, she marries Steve Martin, you know, and so they're now a couple. But the marriage only lasts for about 2 years, and she gets divorced. They ask her, why'd you divorce Steve Martin? She said, well, it's kind of boring. And see, that's the thing to understand. When he's in front of a mic, camera, front of an audience, he comes alive. He's an entertainer. But off, he's just a regular guy, a nebbish guy, just a guy hanging around.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You got to know who you are so that when it's time to perform, you're there. You can do it. You can deliver. And if you don't know that, then you might need a little bit of assistance. We can help you figure out who you are as a leader. We can show you, here's your strengths. Here's what's great about you. Here's some things that you got some gaps on. These are the things that we call derailers, where you might just be tripping all over your feet and you don't even know why you're doing it, why it's happening, or what to do about it. We can help you do that. So if you want to get a hold of us, Rich, we're here to help them get going every day, every morning, all the way through the day.
Absolutely. MichaelBailey.com. That's M-A-I-K-E-L, Bailey.com. That's where you can find Michael's website. RichBarronExecutiveCoaching.com. You can find that, and you can find us on LinkedIn. We're there all the time. Well, maybe not all the time. We don't live there, but you can find us there.
We're there. We park our identities there.
That's right. Yeah. But reach out to us. Let's have a conversation. Let's, get to know each other. And if that's all it is, we've made another great connection. And, and that's what we like to do. Meet people.
We're talking about some new people that joined us from different cities. What were some of those people that joined us?
We did Zurich, Switzerland. And there are a few others there. In India, there's a couple in India. Let's go through some of the countries that we saw even this last week. Germany, India, Switzerland, the United States, Great Britain, Brazil, Australia. These are just a couple of the countries we noticed where people are coming to listen to this. So we want to thank all of you.
Over 500 cities.
550 cities now and counting.
Yeah, this is incredible. Yeah. Thank you all. This is absolutely, we're just blown away by your support. Yeah. Spread the word. Keep putting it out there. Thank you so very, very, very much. We appreciate you very much.
Yeah. And, this just goes to show that leadership and organizational culture and these things we talk about, regardless of where you live on this planet of ours, this is all more similar than it is different.
Oh, yes.
Way more similar than it is different. And so keep listening and hopefully we'll keep talking.
There you go. There you go. All right.
And until then, take care of each other. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely. Leaders, lead well. All the best to you and to your teams and to the people that you work with.
With all of the issues facing leaders and organizations today, you need executive coaching more than ever. Go to our websites, richbarronexecutivecoaching.com or michaelbailey.com. You can also find us both on LinkedIn. Reach out to us and let's sit down and find out just how bright your future can be with executive coaching. We'd also like to thank all of our supporters in over 60 countries and 600 cities worldwide who have helped to make us one of the top executive coaching podcasts in the world. From Rich Barron and Michael Bailey, this is Mainline Executive Coaching ACT. Thank you and take care.